It is time for us to switch over to Mike Kazi and check out sports. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring in Mr. Kazi. Good morning, Mike. Mike?
I'm waiting for your play-in. I want to hear the Betances home run.
The Betances home run? I don't have it.
Oh, okay. I guess we only play one side of the street.
That's true. We do. There's never been any. Has there ever been any doubt about that? The only time I give into that is when I owe you one. Okay, uh-huh. You know, when I really go after you and kind of needle you.
And, oh, sure.
And then after I do that, and something happens to go back on that, then I give in. I give in to you, but I don't give in to other sports teams. No.
Well, okay. I thought maybe, you know, you'd play the Betances defeat pitch, yeah, you know, but I guess not.
Nah. You know me better than that.
Well, I guess the Yankees look like they rubbed their magic foot again last night when they tied up the Red Sox, but never fear, Betances is here. Gives up the home run, Yankees lose. And I watched the game last night. The only thing that saved Sabathia from an embarrassing outing was the rain.
Yeah, he was looking kind of old there.
Got hit hard and often. And the Red Sox couldn't capitalize. They only scored four runs off him. They should have had a heck of a lot more. He pitched four innings and gave up nine hits. Eight of them were probably missiles.
Now, four of them in the first inning were nothing but numbers, but after that, it seems like he just lost it. But how about that kid that when Judge went up to get the home run? No. I'm not going to say that he stopped Judge from getting the home run. See, you jumped on it too quickly. I was upset that certain fans started to bother the person that got the home run because he didn't lean over. He didn't lean over, and he didn't lean to intervene. He was in the stands. His glove was in the stands. He was nowhere near taking away from Judge.
No, he couldn't catch it.
And Judge never complained about it. And
no, he didn't.
And that's where fans overreact, and you – come on, you go to – what do you bring a glove –
to the Yankee fans.
What do you – no, it happens. Oh, look at what happened in Chicago. What do you bring a glove to the ballpark for? If a ball comes in the stands and you don't reach out on the field and ruin play, you've got a right to that ball. I mean, I just
– never would have happened if Betances didn't throw the pitch to let him hit it.
Yeah, but still, I'm just saying the fans just, you know, give the guy or kid a break. Jeez, it's a baseball game for gosh sakes. Anyways, that's my.
They weren't crying when that kid caught the ball against the Orioles 20 years ago.
No, and that was wrong. That was absolutely
that one was
wrong.
The guy reached over the wall and caught it.
And caught it right over the glove. Absolutely. That's why I'm saying this. This was nothing like that at all. And the fans,
the Yankee fans, they cry no matter. You know, they won 16 out of 18. It's not good enough. Should have won more. Should have won 19 out of 18.
Well, anyway, so
I heard another Yankee fan last night. The Yankees are going to get Trout.
Well, they might
I said, what kind, Rainbow or Brook?
I was going to say they might get Trout at the restaurant.
I mean, okay. I said, yeah, okay. Well, you can give up Gregorius and a couple other. Oh no, we'll get him for less than that. I'm like, oh yeah, the Angels are just going to give him to you. I said, Derek Jeter's not running the Angels. You're not going to get him.
All right. Where else do you want to go in baseball?
The Mets didn't lose yesterday. They didn't play.
They didn't play. You stole one line. I was going to say that.
But the Dodgers lost yesterday.
Again.
At home to the Reds.
Man, to the
things are bad in La La Land, huh?
Oh, man.
Yep. And getting worse.
Well, you know, and they've got a huge payroll.
They got a decent sized one, yep. They're 500. 8 games behind the Diamondbacks and fading fast. But Dodger fans, help is on the way. Matt Harvey's pitching against you tonight.
We'll see. We'll see if he shows up.
Matt, yeah, you never know. I mean, he's in Los Angeles. He should be getting home just about now.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Now, is there hockey tonight?
Hockey starts tonight. The Eastern Conference Championship starts tonight. Washington at Tampa Bay. Washington made it there. I didn't think that would happen, but Tampa Bay's got a lot of machines. They're a very, very good team, and I think they'll beat Washington in a little bit of a tough series. Tampa Bay clearly is the best team in the East, and I think they'll take care of Washington. And Winnipeg, they tighten their belt. They beat Nashville in Nashville last night, 5-1. Big win for the Jets. The Jets play Vegas on Saturday night for the right to go to the Stanley Cup Final. Who'd have thunk it? Winnipeg Jets against the Vegas Golden Knights.
I kind of hope that the Vegas Golden Knights make it to the Stanley Cup Finals and win, because it'll be an amazing feat.
See, I think it the other way. I want Winnipeg to get in there. They'd be the first team from Canada in a gazillion years to get in it, and it's not the Canadians.
All right.
I'd love that.
All right. Hey, any horse racing to talk about?
Yeah, we got some races at Belmont. Don't know if the weather's going to cooperate. So
it's not going to rain all through. We're going to have showers off and on, and sunny periods off and on, right through Sunday.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard it's supposed to be pretty dark, cold, dreary, and wet most of the weekend. So we'll see how it goes. But tomorrow, starting the eighth race at Belmont, a six-horse race here. It's a decent race. It's the Run Happy $150,000 overnight stake. I'm going to single one horse in here. I'm going to go with the 2 Westwood. This horse is by Bernardini. 1-for-1 on a wet track. Comes off a speed running race at Keeneland in a Grade 3 last time, where it folded up a little bit late. And I think with the wet surface, Westwood gets the job done tomorrow in the eighth race. Not going to get rich on this, but it's a start of a pick 4. So you could probably start it with a win right there. The ninth race is the Grade 3 Bougay, 7-horse field. Couple of horses I'm looking in here. I'm not looking at the 2-horse favorite with Chad Brown, Inflexibility. I'm going to go next door. The 3-horse Tricky Escape, coming up from Tampa, and expected this horse to sit just off the pace a little bit. Likes the turf with a little give. DiCarlo doesn't ride much, but when he rides at Belmont, he rides pretty well. So I'm going to use the 3 Tricky Escape, but my top pick is going to be the 4-horse Lido, a lightly raced 4-year-old. This horse is 4-for-9 on the turf, coming off consecutive wins at Keeneland and Gulfstream. He has 2 wins this year. He's 2-for-2. This horse has improved greatly as a 4-year-old, going from 3-to-4, and the 10-to-1 morning line makes it more enticing. Kieran McLaughlin trains this horse, so more than capable hands to get the job done in the Bougay. So top pick's going to be the 4 Lido, and the 3 Tricky Escape is going to be my second pick in that 7-horse race. Brings us to the 10th race, the Peter Pan. This is a prep for the Belmont, at least it used to be. 2 horses in here I'm going to go with, but there will be one scratch in here. The 5-horse Diamond King will be scratched. They're pointing this horse to the Preakness next week. 2 horses I'm looking at. 1 down on the rail, Peter Urton ships a horse east. That's the 1-horse Core Beliefs. This horse ran against Justify last time, ran 3rd, got beat 9. There's no Justify in this race, so the 2 horses that beat him last time in the Santa Anita Derby was Justify, Bolt D'Oro, and they asked a lot of this horse last time. The race prior to the Santa Anita Derby was a maiden special weight win. So you're going from a maiden race into the best 3-year-old in the country. So a big jump there by Core Beliefs, and I think that this horse will sit out a nice trip from the rail. Another horse I'm looking at is the 3-horse Just Whistle, Mike Matz's horse. If you look in the running lines in this horse, a horse that was a talk-about horse in the Derby, Hofburg, he ran 2nd to that horse in a maiden special down at Gulfstream in early March, came back to win convincingly in another maiden special weight about 5 weeks later. Pioneer of the Nile doesn't hurt if the track comes up wet. And Just Whistle and Core Beliefs is going to be my exacta box in the 10th race tomorrow at Belmont. Brings us to the last race of the day, the Grade 1 Man of War, mile and 3/8 on the inner turf. Looking through this 10-horse field, I think I'm going to single. I think Call Provision, trained by Chad Brown, is going to be my pick. All go is in this race as well. We picked that horse closing day at Keeneland to win the Elkhorn. We thought that horse would get out front and keep going, and he did. But I think there's more speed in this race. I will use One Go, All Go, because the inner turf at Belmont does favor speed. But I just think Call Provision will work out a real nice trip here for Jose Ortiz. Horse has run good on a less than firm turf. 9-2 is a nice price. Lemon Drop Kid on the top out of a Dyna Former mare points this horse to be a pretty decent off-turf horse, and this horse is 6-for-14 lifetime. So Call Provision, the 6, is my top pick in a Man of War, and One Go, All Go will round out my exacta. So pretty nice day tomorrow at Belmont Park. Unfortunately, not too nice weather.
All right, well, we'll have to see what happens with that, but I want you to have a good weekend, Mike.
Oh, Stanley Cup Conference Finals. How could I not?
That's it. All right. Take care. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
What? Enjoy the Players' Championship or Players' Tournament or whatever they call that make-believe sport thing.
I watched a little bit of it was Tiger, Phil, and I think one other kid. Between the three of them, my HD TV, the best-dressed one in the lot was Tiger Woods.
Well, looks good, plays bad. That's his MO.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.